Houston, State versus Brianna L. Houston. Mr. Alexander, good morning to you.
May it please the court, opposing counsel.
Let's give everybody a second to get settled. And you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court, opposing counsel. I'm Robert Alexander, Deputy Hall County Public Defender, and I represent the appellate, Ms. Brianna Houston. We are asking this court to reverse the Hall County District Court's opinion sustaining the county court sentencing order, because 60-4108, we don't believe, requires a license revocation, and even if it does, that license revocation is not...
Have we said it does?
Pardon me?
Have we said it does?
In State v. Frederick, this court ruled that a license revocation was necessary. However, in State v. Frederick, what had occurred is that Mr. Frederick was convicted of driving during revocation, first offense. He was sentenced to 30 days jail, placed on probation for 6 months. County court did not revoke his license. Mr. Frederick appealed on other grounds. This court, under plain error analysis, stated that the county court erred when it did not revoke his license.
Were we wrong?
With respect, Your Honor, I believe so. One of the reasons is during that analysis, nowhere in there was it explained how the final sentence of 60-4108 at that time affected his decision, which says such orders of the court shall be ministered upon sentencing, upon final judgment of any appeal or review, or upon the date any probation is revoked, whichever is later. And to read that entire statute, subsection 1, together, and give effect to every line of that statute, I think the last sentence basically means it implies the county court has the discretion to revoke the license or not if the defendant is placed on probation. If that implication is not there, it makes the final sentence meaningless.
Counsel, what happens if they're not put on probation?
License revocation has to, the court has to revoke the defendant's license.
What, when a probation is revoked, counsel, is that a continuation of sentencing or a resentencing?
My understanding is if probation is revoked, go back to sentencing as if you did not complete any terms or conditions of probation. Therefore, start just like the individual had either been found guilty or had pled guilty. The court would make the determination if it's going to place the defendant back on probation or just order a straight sentence or a fine. Fine or a straight sentence, the license would be revoked for a year.
Counsel, if then why couldn't that last phrase, any probation is revoked, simply mean that upon the resentencing, which is a new sentencing, as you agree it is, you would revoke it at that point because it's a new sentencing, giving credit for any previous revocation? Why couldn't it simply mean that versus your interpretation?
My understanding is when the probation, when a probation is revoked, you go back if no terms were, no terms or conditions were completed on probation.
Well, it's a brand new sentencing, isn't it?
Correct.
Okay.
I think that's
so if it's a brand new sentencing, then the shell part kicks in, you would have to revoke it, correct?
I believe the court would still have the discretion because it's a brand new sentencing. It can make the determination if it's going to give the defendant another shot or not.
Well, let's say our Frederick is correct, just hypothetically, that our interpretation of Frederick was correct. So it goes back to a new sentencing, then the court shall revoke the license, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. So my point is that since it's a new sentencing, why couldn't that phrase simply mean what it says, is that when it's revoked, if probation's revoked, and because there's a new sentencing, you simply have to revoke it at that point?
I think that is one interpretation. I can understand where you're coming from, Your Honor. I think when in a situation like that, I think the State v. Fuller decision also, which gives the sentencing court wide discretion to determine when a license revocation begins. So, and at the same time, if Frederick is correct, you can have the county court required to revoke the license, but order that revocation begin if probation is ever revoked. That would be reading all the terms in 60-4108 in conjunction with the Frederick opinion and the Fuller.
Hey, Counsel, what about the state's statement that the law has changed? What's your position on that?
I find that to be a very interesting point, Your Honor. It depends on what the court decides in this case. I believe if the court believes that Frederick was wrongly decided, then the law change doesn't matter because the court did not have to revoke the license. However, if the court reaffirms Frederick and does not accept our argument that the court has wide discretion to determine when the license revocation is to begin, then the new law does apply because there'd be a mitigation in sentencing because the defendant, Ms. Houston, would not have to lose her license. And it would allow the sentencing court to do what it clearly wanted to do and not revoke her license.
Is the revocation of a license a punishment?
I would say so, Your Honor, especially in central Nebraska where there is no public transportation because an individual who loses their license spends a year unable to drive to work, especially in a community like Grand Island, which has 50,000 people, and in order to use any type of public transportation, you have to give, I believe, day notice to Hall County and ask for one of the buses to come pick them up. So it has detrimental effects to any of our individuals in our community whose license is revoked. I would say it's definitely a penalty. In addition, with it being revoked for a year, it exposes them to the possibility of getting more and more driving during revocation charges if they choose to drive.
So is it a term of probation, or is it a term of the sentence?
I don't quite understand your
question. Probation terms are intended to rehabilitate the offender. The term of the sentence is intended to punish the offender. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. So if this is a term of sentence, it's intended to be a punishment. If it's a term of a probation, it's intended to be a rehabilitative factor. Where does this fit?
As far as the license revocation?
Correct.
I would say it would be a punishment because as the law has been changed, the court does not have to revoke the license if they're placed on probation. So they place the individual on probation, they're trying to rehabilitate the individual, allows them to keep their license to maintain employment or to get employment, to attend any probation services. Sentenced in jail as a punishment, you're also going to lose your license. There's no discretion there. So I would say taking the license would be a punishment.
So does the revised statute apply?
Again, I believe it depends on what the court does. If the court believes Frederick was decided wrongly, then it's a wash. It clarified the language. However, if this court holds that Frederick was decided correctly and the court has no choice but to revoke the license and has to order that revocation to begin immediately, then the new law would apply because Ms. Houston would not have had to lose her license and the sentencing court could have imposed the sentence that it thought would have been appropriate for her. So it's an either or. I wish I could take a more substantial position on that, but it really depends on what the court does. We would request that the court reverse the district court, affirming the county court sentence just in regards to the license revocation, order the case back to resentencing so that the sentencing court can impose a law consistent with a correct interpretation of the law. And if there's no further question, I request to save the remainder of my time for rebuttal.
Thank you very much. Ms. Duffy, good morning to you.
Good morning. May it please the court. Counsel, I'm Siobhan Duffy, Assistant Attorney General, appearing on behalf of the Appellee of the State of Nebraska. Appellant has assigned an error of the District Court's order affirming the County Court's revocation of her license for a period of 1 year. The State believes the sentence received was appropriate based on the statute in effect at the time and as interpreted by this Court's decision in State v. Frederick. the time appellant was sentenced,
Nebraska... Were we right in Frederick?
Your Honor, I believe so. The language of the statute clearly said that the sentencing court shall revoke the license for a period of 1 year.
As part of the judgment of conviction, right?
I believe so, Your Honor. I apologize. I don't have the old language on hand, but yes, it's a shall. And this court interpreted that to mean that the sentencing court must do it.
Counsel,
yes.
In Fuller, this court, which was before Frederick, decided that the court was given the discretion to determine when the license revocation begins. In view of that last sentence of 64,108, where the court shall administer upon sentencing, final judgment after appeal, or revocation, which seems to be three different instances, was Fuller actually decided correctly?
Your Honor, I will be candid. I have not reread Fuller in enough detail, I think, to give you an answer on that. I wouldn't feel comfortable speaking to the correctness of that decision. I do think Frederick was decided correctly, and I think that the county court interpreted it correctly, imposed a sentence of 6 months probation, 45 days jail, and revoked appellant's license for a period of 1 year. The state does acknowledge, as we pointed out in brief, that during this past legislative session, Nebraska Revised Statutes, Chapter 60, Section 4,108 was amended, and those changes took effect August 24th of 2017.
You concede the Randolph Doctrine applies?
No, Your Honor. I'm not. Sorry, I'm not. I could go into my explanation.
Sure.
Okay. Specifically, the change in the statute changed the license revocation from mandatory to discretionary when an offender is placed upon probation. And I think that really comes down to the meat of it, whether this is a mitigation in punishment. And I will admit, Justice Funk, your point about whether the license revocation is a term of probation or it is a separate sentence is a new wrinkle I hadn't really considered. I believe that in the sentencing order in this case, in the probation order, that the county court in the probation order had the license revocation in the probation order. But I haven't given that enough thought. I guess, thank you for pointing that out. I'm not sure on that.
Counsel, changing mandatory to discretionary, wouldn't that in and of itself be a mitigation and punishment?
Well, and Your Honor, I struggled with that issue. I think the struggle that I have with whether Randolph applies is typically when I have been thinking of a mitigation and penalty, it's something that would apply across the board. And here, because it's given to the sentencing court's discretion, not everyone will get the benefit of this change. So a sentencing court could still decide to revoke a license for a year, even if it does place an offender on probation.
Well, counsel, let's take something unrelated to this case. If the penalty was changed from 2 years down to 1 year, that would only affect people that didn't receive probation. So under your argument, Randolph would have a very limited application, wouldn't it?
Your Honor, I hadn't really considered that issue. I guess I have struggled to find an analogous situation to this. And I think another wrinkle that's thrown into this case is that we do know in this specific case that the county court would not have revoked appellant's license. The sentencing judge made very clear that it did not wish to revoke her license and that it was only doing so because of the directive by the statute and this court's decision in Frederick. So I think specifically here, we do know that it would have resulted in the non-revocation of Ms. Houston's license, which I think makes this case difficult because specifically here, we do know what would happen. We do know she would have not received the license revocation. But as I mentioned, it's just a little different than a normal mitigation.
Let's assume for the moment that we conclude the Randolph Doctrine does apply. What's the proper scope of remand?
Well, Your Honor, again, I think it's very difficult because we sort of know what the county court would have done, which would be to place her on probation and not revoke her license, because the county court's whole goal, kind of, I think, throughout the sentencing hearing was to not revoke appellant's license. But I think typically in that situation, a case would be remanded, I suppose, for resentencing and consideration of the the matters which are now within the court's discretion.
Does the court have any discretion about the length of time for a revocation?
Well, Your Honor, the statute specifically states that it shall be revoked for 1 year.
Is this either or? You either get a year or nothing?
Your Honor, I'm not sure. And I think that might also depend. I think it has to be at least a year based upon this. However, once it puts that matter into this court's discretion, I'm unsure how that would affect, because as a term of probation, I suppose a court could order maybe, you know, a 30-day revocation or a 60-day. I'm not sure, Your Honor. I have reached the end of my prepared remarks for this court. There are no questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have time for rebuttal?
1 minute and 8 seconds,
Mr. Alexander.
I'd like you to take a crack at one of the questions I asked, which was, assume we disagree with your principal argument, assume that we conclude the Randolph Doctrine does apply, what is the proper scope of remand?
In our case, we just asked the court to remand it for the termination of the license revocation. The reason we would be asking that is because Ms. Houston pled pursuant to an agreement and agreed to the 45 days jail. She has served that. We have no desire to overturn that sentence.
So you would be reading the county court's remarks as essentially it would not have ordered revocation and still wouldn't order revocation. There's sort of an implicit, the county court wouldn't have changed its mind in the interim.
Correct, Your Honor. I think...
Could the county court change its mind in the interim about that, or is it bound by what it said at sentencing to begin with?
We're going to have a different judge, aren't we, one way or another?
Yes, Your Honor. We will have a different judge. I'm unsure of any case law specifically on point.
Well, we've said that the vindictive, you're familiar with the vindictive resentencing jurisprudence, and we said that doesn't apply when it's a new judge, right?
Yes.
So if it's a new judge, I guess what I'm really suggesting is, shouldn't the remand just be for resentencing to exercise that discretion, yes or no? Should the judge say yes or no, not you say yes?
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar with that portion as far as the vindictiveness of a different judge. I understand that if you think a plea agreement was not executed appropriately, the recourse after objection is sentencing it from another judge to carry over. In this case, I'm not sure. I believe it's in the record that Ms. Houston is participating on drug court. And my knowledge is she's not had any hiccups, so I would be shocked. It sounds like she's doing better than she's doing just as well as what she appeared as the county court judge at that time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On we go to the next case of the day.